Welcome back to the podcast, y'all. I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you for tuning in. I am so sorry I missed a week. I missed last week. I promise this is not a bi-weekly podcast. This is a weekly situation here. There's just so much going on here. My kids is going back to school, so I've been dealing with that, running back and forth. They are in three different schools. It's bananas. I had some credit fraud going on, credit card fraud. Y'all, the scammers never sleep. The scammers never sleep. They got me somewhere up in Maine, somewhere spending $50 at the Dollar Tree and then $80 at a fast food place. I'm like, what is going on? Like, if I was scamming, I would not be scamming cards in a fast food place, but you never know. I don't know how all that works. I'm not about that life. I don't have time to be doing anything that could potentially land me in prison, but I decided that I'm going to start utilizing my PayPal for certain transactions because it's just asinine to say I'm not going to shop online or I'm going to stop because I'm not. This day and age, I mean, it's impossible. Yeah, so I'm just going to do PayPal like the auntie I am. That just sounds like such an auntie statement, and I am a proud auntie. So what's going on now? I have locks now. I decided to twist my hair. I started my lock journey. I will have to say, though, these starter locks are not hitting. This is not what's it. I thought they would be a lot longer, but, you know, we're working with it. But in case you didn't know, when a black woman changes her hair drastically, cuts it, locks it, it's usually because something is going on in her life. Maybe she went through a bad breakup. She's trying to find herself. None of that. I am changing, though. I have made some major changes in my life. We'll talk about that a little bit. Definitely not going through any type of breakup. I'm in this for life, boo. For years, I had this big, beautiful afro. I have referenced it in previous episodes, my big, beautiful afro. I loved it. And it really becomes a part of your personality. You kind of use it to hide. I feel it's something like makeup, in other words. It made me feel proud to walk around with my big fro, and people used to ask me, like, oh, what do you do your hair? And, okay, side note, ladies, if you see somebody out shopping, for instance, don't sit there and ask them their whole, like, hair regimen. Like, obviously, I'm in a store. I'm running an errand. I have things to do. But, you know, me being as nice as I am, I would sit there and take time out and talk to these ladies. But there has to be another way. There has to be another way because I don't have 5-10 minutes to sit and talk to a stranger about what I do to my hair. Maybe we can exchange Instagram profiles or something, and you can hit me up there, and when I have time, I can let you know exactly what I do. I was having another I am not my hair moment. I felt like I was either going to cut it off real short or I was going to lock it, and at last minute, I decided that I'm going to go with the locks, and here we are. Not crazy about it, but I can tell that once they grow out a little bit, I'm just going to be in love with them. Not crazy about them at this starter length, but that's normal. So I did mention that I'm making a few changes in my life. I have started attending church regularly, weekly. I just need to find a church that I can go to and still be myself. Like, I don't want to change who I am completely. But ironically, the churches that I like tend to be like really strict. Like, they're not about that in the world life. They're not about, they're not about secular music, movies, none of that. And I think it's because I really have to trust a pastor to be who they say they are. And that's hard because I feel that for a lot of pastors, like, preaching is another hustle. So you have a lot of pastors who will basically just say things to fill seats or motivate you to where you feel like it's all good, but I need conviction. I need you to tell me something to make me say, like, yo, I really need to get my life together, or I do need to change that. I understand. For instance, I went to church and the pastor was talking about being on the cell phone all day, and that's just a part of normal life. That's just what they do. But on the other hand, like, you miss out on so much of what's going on around you, especially with my kids. Like, I notice, like, they just do so much to get my attention, especially when I'm looking down on the phone. So you have to think about what you're actually missing when you're staring on Facebook, looking on, you know, people's timelines and watching the same posts roll down every once in a while. And I know I'm talking down on social media, but I'm hosting a podcast, which I'm going to submit to social media. You do have to have a balance. I also do want to use this podcast to motivate people, and I do want to be a positive voice. But again, I'm not, you know, I still have to be myself. I don't want to change me to the core. I just want to be a better me. So I realized that I have to be an inspiration to people, an inspiration to others, lift people's spirits. That's what I really want to do. That being said, let's speak about the future of this podcast. Now, I do want to have a co-host. I would like a co-host. I don't want to keep doing this forever by myself. I feel like the stars will align, and whoever is supposed to host this with me, it'll happen. But I just felt like I would talk to people about it, and it just never went through, and I was ready to do it. And now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I have to do something. If I say I'm going to do it, I have to get it done, right? That's another change I'm making in my life. You know, they say people change every 7 years. And then I thought about, well, girl, how old are you? And I'm in the seventh year. We don't need to discuss that any further. So, yes, I am making a lot of changes in my life, but they're all for the good. Like I said, I don't want to lose my personality. I don't want to lose my sense of humor, but I have a responsibility now. I'm older. I can't be out here shucking and jiving, playing around. I'm older. It just is what it is. Eventually, yes, there will be a co-host, but it'll happen in time. And I want it to be an inspirational podcast. I want it to be funny, lively. I've listened to a lot of spiritual and inspirational podcasts that are kind of boring, and I don't want it to be that. Sometimes when people try to inspire you, they come at you in a preachy sort of way, and they're talking at you as if they don't have flaws themselves. I want my listeners to know that I am just like you. We are on the same level. I'm not talking at you. I'm talking with you. We're going to work it out. Life is tough. Yes, it is. We're going to work it out. You got problems. We all got problems. I've been there. We're going to get through it. I need to start making episodes that I'm actually proud of. I need to make episodes that I'm actually proud of. There was an episode where I was talking about Jada Pinkett's face for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, girl, like, I have so much respect for Jada Pinkett and her entire family. I think she's beautiful. So why am I talking about, like, you know, what did she do to her face and her plastic surgery? Like, it's literally none of my business. But I don't think it was coming from a place where I was trying to get at her or, you know, talk smack about her. I really just didn't understand why she did that to her face, because I thought she was always beautiful. A little frown line ain't gonna kill nobody, so it's really getting out of hand nowadays with this plastic surgery. It's really hard for us regular women out here with these regular bodies, because we're trying to live up to standards that are not even real. You know, we walking around waist trainers on, stabbing us in our back and all kind of mess, trying to look like people on Instagram, trying to fit into a bodycon dress. And I really wonder, is this stuff going to stop? Is this a trend? Because a lot of these surgeries do not have good shelf life. And it's my understanding that once you have something done, you have to keep getting, you have to get upkeep on it. Like, you can't just get a boob job and think that's it. Like, you're going to have to get them things replaced, or you're going to have to keep filling your lips. You know, the booty gets lopsided, so you're going to have to, you know, reupholster and stick some more fat in there. And I thought about it. I thought about getting a tummy tuck and doing all that stuff. But I said to myself, look, girl, you getting up there and you might have to go in and have some other type of surgery. So I don't want to have to, you know, do something that I don't need to do, because I might have to get something else. You never know the way life goes, right? And I'm not trying to get botched either, because I feel like I feel like that's what gets me through. That's what stops me from doing a lot of crazy stuff, because I used to be like, no, I'm not doing no drugs, because I would get the bad drugs. Like, I would get the drugs that would kill me. Or I'm like, I'm not doing plastic surgery because I would be the one to get botched. You know what I mean? So, no, ma'am. I'm going to just roll with what I'm working with. And if you don't like it, don't look at it. Beyonce gave us the okay. She said it's okay to have a little faux pas. She did a Vogue spread recently. And she actually did an interview, because I know in the past she said she's done doing interviews, but I think Beyonce is coming to the realization that her voice matters. She needs to speak out for these people. She's at a point in her career where she doesn't have to hold back anymore. So what if she doesn't sound perfect? But I'm not going to lie, that interview, okay, I'm not even going to go there. But she has to speak out because so many people look up to her, so many, especially black little girls. She has to do it. And she said, you know, I had twins and my fupa is all right with me. And I said, well, you better say it, because Wendy Williams kept coming for her. Wendy Williams was like, oh, is she pregnant? Not even only Wendy, a bunch of people kept saying, is Beyonce pregnant? She's still pregnant. And I'm just like, she's not pregnant. She just had twins. Did y'all see how big her stomach was? You know, skin is not a rubber band. It doesn't snap back like that. So give her some time. If she wants to do what she has to do, well, I mean, when she wants to start working hard or whatever she does to get it down, she'll do it. But she looks great. I mean, people got so much to say about her, but I want to see you get up on the stage and, you know, in a leotard and some tights, and let's see what you looking like. People so quick to judge. It's like they always talking about Michelle and how she can't dance. I'm talking about Michelle of Destiny's Child. But I'm like, you get yourself on a stage in an arena next to Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. Let's see how you look. I know I would trip and fall on my face, because I'm that girl. I'm the clumsy one. So I would trip over my boot and it'd be a mess. So, you know, leave Michelle alone. Speaking of Michelle Williams, she recently got out of a rehab situation for depression. And I don't think this is her first time doing this. And I'm hoping that her depression is not stemming from like internet bullying, because people have been just talking stuff about her on the internet for years. And she doesn't have the option to just not be on the internet, because, you know, that's how she makes her money. She has to be visible. But people are hard on her. It's hard being in the public eye under public scrutiny. Go to your favorite YouTuber and just read the comments on the Instagram. People are just so brutal. And I'm like, yo, if I see something I don't like on Instagram, okay, whatever, I might chuckle, but I keep it moving. I don't sit there. People create fake profiles just to talk crap about people so nobody knows it's them, to point out people's flaws. Sis, you got too much time on your hands. You got way too much time. You sitting up in here talking about Michelle's weave or whatever you want to talk about, and she's on a yacht. Like, what are you doing with your life, right? Crazy. You focused on the wrong things. You want to deflect on her because you don't like the way your life is going. Well, if you don't like something in your life, change it. Make better choices. That's another thing I'm doing to change. I'm making better choices. I didn't like my situation when I was living in Texas, so I moved. I said, you know what? We're going to have to go. We moved down to Mississippi so I can finish up school, so I can have a better life for me and my children, so I can live the way I feel like I need to live, so my kids can have everything they need, so my kids can go to college and they don't have to worry about paying nothing, not a tuition, none of that. That's what I wanted to do for my family, because right now I'm at the age where I already did all that partying, la, 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 running out there, running free. Now I'm living for my family. So whatever I'm doing now is to set up my family for the future. Now take care of yours. Make better choices. Stop sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. Stop sitting around feeling entitled, because don't nobody owe you nothing. Nothing. Your parents don't even, if you grown, your parents don't owe you nothing. They did what they did, their job. If they did a good job or if they did a bad job, it's done. It's so many people just waiting for somebody to save them. Save yourself. Don't wait on a spouse, a man or a woman, to come in your life and save you. Don't do that. You need to work on yourself first, because when you want that kind of energy in your life, it always pulls in the wrong type of energies. Trust me, mother has lived. I know. I'm telling you because I know. And I have to speak to all my women out there, because I am a woman and this is personal for me. We really need to get to know these people before we start calling them our boyfriends. We need to get to know everything about them. And all you have to do is stick around enough and you'll find everything out. When I was a little bit younger, started dating this dude. I swore he was the one, y'all. We just had a special kind of energy, I thought, anyways. And then the dude just start, after a while, he would just disappear for like a week at a time. So And I did entertain it because I was young. So one day he just tells me, you know, I have to be honest with you. I'm married. I was like, what? But I wanna get a divorce and I wanna marry you. What? You wanna marry who, me? First of all, I haven't even seen you in a week. So this is what you have to say to me? I said I thought he was the one, y'all. And he was for someone else, whoever he was married to, who he claimed he didn't love. Or, you know, they always got a story. But I was so quick to say, this is my boyfriend. This is who I'm going to be with. We going to last. And where is he now? The dust. Dust, honey. So we got to be careful who we bring in our lives and our bedrooms, who we bring around our children. We got to keep these energies away from us. And if you meet somebody who has a child, ladies, this is for you. If you meet a man who has a child, don't be trying to fight that woman. Don't try to fight the child's mother. Don't do that. Because sometimes we just like, rah, 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 rah. She need to understand that it's over for them. It's my turn now. No, no, no. Don't do that. You talk to that woman. You befriend that woman. You say to her, hello, my name is such and such. And I just wanted to talk to you because I just want to let you know that, yes, I am dating him. I'm not trying to replace you in your child's life, but I want to be a support system for you and your child. You got to come at this woman so nice, if you can, if she'll allow it, because I do understand how it can be sometimes. But talk to her, because trust me, she's going to tell you everything. Everything you need to know. I mean, you might be the second person she met that month that he was supposed to be dating. You never know. But always talk to them. She gonna tell you why they didn't last. She gonna tell you everything about him and how he was in his past. She gonna tell you about his friends. She gonna tell you everything. Bet. And if you happen to be the baby mama and your husband, boyfriend, whatever, decided to move on and is dating somebody new, I'm going to need you to bring it down a few notches as well, honey. I know it hurts to see your significant other move on, especially when you have a child. I know it hurts to the core, but you can't beef with him and you can't beef with her. And you definitely don't want to beef with him around your kids. I'm just going to say, listen to your auntie. It's easier. How does that go? It's easier to feed people with honey than it is salt. So if you got to deal with a man that you don't necessarily need to deal with, because sometimes men, they feel like if they're not in a relationship, they're not obligated to really be there for the child. And it's sad to say that, but I don't know where this comes from, but people could send it back to slavery and all kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, things will go much more smoothly than if you deal with this man in a calm manner. You try to work things out and you try to be fair. You don't keep the baby away from him when you're mad at him, or, you know, you don't threaten him with child support. Sometimes you have to do child support. I'm not going to sit up here and say that that's not ever necessary. Sometimes you do because you need it. You need help. But just try your best to deal with this man as civilly as possible. If I could go back in time and do that, I would have him thinking we were buddies, like we were cool, even though I was feeling a different way. But sometimes you just have to finesse a situation. So here are some rules, some basic baby mama etiquette, if you will. The first rule is, do not argue with that man. Try your best to work out your situations like adults, talk things out, and try to make things fair for him. And he'll likely do the same for you. Do not argue with your ex's new spouse. Don't argue with them at all. You try to be as nice as you can. Try. I know sometimes it can be hard, but fake it until you make it. Do not argue with him in front of your child. Do not talk badly about him to your child or in front of your child. If you have problems with him, try not to tell everybody in the world. Try to keep it between the two of yous or a close friend or your parent, your mom, because I know you have to tell somebody, but don't tell your messy friend. We all got a messy friend. Do not air him out on Facebook or any other form of social media. You probably shouldn't even be following him on any form of social media until y'all can get to a place where y'all are really okay with whatever the other one's going to be doing. And you don't want him seeing your moves, and you don't want him knowing everything you're doing anyway. Here's a good one. Don't date any of his friends. Don't bring anybody around him that you're dating until you know. I wouldn't bring anybody around him until I know, like, it's a ring on my finger, because you don't need him throwing something in your face about, oh, where is he? What happened to him? You know, we don't need none of that. We know people, I'm sorry to say it, but dudes, they look for a reason to call you a hoe. They do. Let's just keep it real. Let's be real about it. Don't talk crazy to his family about him. I don't care how close you think you are to anybody. I know I had a conversation with somebody in his family, and I thought they would see things my way because I was right. But no, ma'am. That loyalty runs deep. They might, you know, they might even entertain what you're saying, but at the end of the day, you're an outsider. So, okay, and this is the last one for today. Try to involve him in a child's life as much as possible. Try to make him feel like he's a part of things. Like, you know, let's say you're putting a baby in a new school, and just say, you know, call up and say, I wanted to run this by you, and I'm going to email you the website of the school so you can see this school he's going to. And, you know, try to involve him, invite him to everything that's going on in the school, the teacher conferences. My son's old school, they would allow like the parents to come up and have lunch. So, you know, encourage him to go have lunch with the kid, and, you know, try to make him feel like that this is a team effort. We're doing this together. You'll be better for it. He'll be better for it. The child will be better for it. All right. So let's talk about Meghan Markle a little bit, because, you know, I don't know why she's just so fascinating to me. So basically her family is still doing paid interviews, embarrassing her. So she and Harry Kensington Palace, is apparently they're going to try to come up with some more aggressive measures than just ignoring them, because I guess they thought ignoring them was going to make it stop, but it's not. The dad is still going out and talking to the press. So I'm just thinking it's going to be like a, you know, some lawsuit going on, just to make them be quiet. Apparently her sister is going to be on Celebrity Big Brother. And you know, when she get on TV and she gets a platform, she's going to be trying to air Miss Princess out. And they never even had a real relationship like that. They didn't grow up together. So this, her half sister doesn't even know her, but yet she is going online trashing her. They say keep toxic people out of your life, but what are you going to do when those toxic people are your family members? You're going to cut them off, right? Just like Meghan did. She cut them folk off. And we have to cut toxic people out of our lives as well. Getting into that, I was looking at an article on success.com, and they were talking about 5 toxic people that we should avoid. I'm just going to go through them real quick. Number 1 is the complainers. People always complaining about something. We all know them. Complain about everything. Every time you see them, call them. They even texting you complaining about stuff. And the thing about that is it is contagious. And if you're not paying any mind to it, you will start to complain too. You're going to join right in on it. And you know, that's not what we're going to do right now. We're not going to be sitting around complaining about stuff. We're going to make things better. If there's something we don't like, we're going to make it better. The entitled people who feel like, you know, I don't have to work for anything. I should have this because I'm his daughter, or I'm her daughter, or I should have this because I'm white or whatever. It's ridiculous, because everything that you have, you need to earn, you need to work for. So if anybody feels like I have something that I don't deserve, I worked for everything I have. I've earned it. If you don't work, you shouldn't have anything. You shouldn't. You shouldn't have a nice house, a nice car, if you don't want to work. Are you kidding me? Why do you feel like you deserve that? What contributions have you made into your own life that you think you deserve to have what other people who have made choices to better their life have.
All right.
The next one they mention is the party animals, people who going out drinking every night. Because whether you want to believe it or not, it's going to have an influence on you because it's fun. It's fun to go out, have a drink, go to a club. It's fun to stay in a house, you know, drink with your friend. Well, it's fun. You have a good time. But you can't do it all the time because we got stuff to do, right? I don't have those type of issues because for me right now, being in a nightclub is like a nightmare. Like it was cute when I was 18. It was fun, you know, get your little outfit on. And now it's a nightmare. And first of all, I don't like big crowds like that. I don't like people touching on me. I don't, you know, dudes, the fake thugs and the twerking. It's just too much. Hallelujah. God did that for a reason, though, because honestly, at my age, I ain't got no business in there with them 18-year-olds. What am I trying to do in a club with a bunch of 18-year-olds? That's not the kind of energy I want in my life. No, ma'am. Been there, done that. They can have it. All right. And the last one I'm talking about, I think I skipped one, but whatever. The last one I'm going to talk about is the doubters, Debbie Downers, honey. They always, you tell them everything you want to do with your life. And you know me, your girl, I say some crazy things. I have plans. Like I just came out of nowhere and said I wanted to do a podcast. Or I came out of nowhere and I said, you know what? Because I was doing YouTube. I said, I want to do a YouTube channel. Like I just always have these things. I want to do makeup. I want to do this. I want to do that. And to some people, it can sound crazy because, first of all, most of the people in my life, they don't even know what a podcast is, right? I just wanted to do it because growing up as a little girl, I used to listen to the radio. I used to listen to the radio all day long. And I just wanted to be a voice on the radio. That was just a dream. That was just something I wanted to do. I feel like I have something to say. I have a voice. I wanted to do it. And I can't say that people told me not to do a podcast because I haven't even told anybody that I'm doing it. I think I've told maybe one friend, what's up, Dominique, that I'm actually doing it besides my husband. Because first of all, you know, you don't listen to podcasts. Most of the people in my life, they probably don't even have an app downloaded that they can listen to it to. And this is my passion project. This is what I do for myself. I don't do it for, you know, approval from my family or support from my friends and family because people are not going to support you. I'm sorry. People don't support what you do. Start a business and see what happens. You might have a good one or two, but other than that, it's just not going to happen. So I don't want to even present it to them because I feel like if I do, they won't support it and I will feel a way about it. So this is for me. This is not for them. And it doesn't have to be about podcasting. If you have a dream, you might want to start a t-shirt business, whatever you want to do, follow your dreams. And don't let anybody tell you, because you'll say, I want to do this. And you'll have some people that will tell you every reason why you shouldn't. Well, you're this. Or how are you going to do this with the kids? You're too old. You don't have time. Don't listen to what people are. If you want to do it, you have to do it. Just get out there and do it. Take baby steps. You know what I'm saying? Research. Whatever you want to do, you want to start a business, research it, reach out to some people. Because you never know. You can reach out to people. You wouldn't expect people to help you. People will help you. They will give you advice. Not everybody's going to give you advice, but some people will. Like there's a blogger who I follow on Instagram, and I used to read her blog years ago. Like she is one of the OGs. And she actually followed me back and she communicates with me and she has all these worksheet, I don't know what you want to call it, but whatever you call it, you buy it on Etsy and they give you all the information on like how to start your podcast and, you know, how to start your brand. She has all this information out there. There's a lot of information out there. You just have to seek it. I want you to start your businesses. I want you to start your side hustles and I want you to be successful. Stop sitting around doubting yourself, waiting for the perfect moment, because there's never going to be a perfect moment. Just believe that you can do it. Why can't you do it? Why not? Why? I was at a point where I was doubting that I could do anything. Like everything just seemed so hard. Like my ACT, I didn't get high enough to get into the school and I had to take it again. And I'm just like, I can't do it. But I prepared myself and I went in there and I did it. Starting this podcast, it just seemed like so much, like setting up my hosting and all of that and RSS feed. That just seemed like a lot. I was like, I can't do this. And I did it. And I had to tell myself, girl, stop saying you can't do things, because you can do whatever you set your mind to do it, to doing. And the older I get, I'm noticing everything that I said that I couldn't do or it was going to be too hard or too much, I've done. And I want you to do the same. I want you to have that same mindset. This has been The Avenue with Zara Chanel. I hope I have inspired you or helped you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. If so, just leave me a comment on whatever platform you're listening to. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you thought about the podcast. Tell me if you want, you know, anything, any ideas, something we could talk about next week. Send me an email to theavenuezc@gmail.com. That's theavenuezc, as in Zara Chanel, @gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at @theavenue@ZaraChanel. Actually, my Twitter is The Life of Zara. Thank you so much. And again, I pray that I've touched you in some way. Take care. See you guys next week. Bye.